Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you on today?
Yeah, I've got a pending charge on my card from you guys for $67.32. I want to know what it's for.
Yes, sir. May I stop by getting your zip code today, please?
I'm sorry?
May I stop by getting your zip code today, please, sir?
77340.
What's your first and last name, please?
David Wright.
Thank you so much, sir. For security purposes, sir, can you verify your mailing address, please?
1393 FM 1791, Huntsville, Texas, 77340.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you for verifying information. Give me one moment, please. Okay, sir, I see here back on June the 26th, sir, you paid $5.74 for a technical bag.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And basically, sir, that technical bag was a free welcome gift to join you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Also, being a member, you will receive a $125 gift card through your email to purchase the online gadget store, sir.
Okay, I didn't get that, and I didn't get any membership. I didn't sign up for membership, and there was nothing in there saying that I was enrolling in a membership. So, again, what is the $67.32 for that you're charging now?
The Factory Direct Savings Store membership, sir.
No, cancel that. I did not enroll in any membership.
Okay, yes, sir. You have been canceled. Would you like to write down your cancellation number today, Mr. Wright?
I absolutely would. Give me 1 minute. Let me grab a pen.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm ready.
C as in Charlie?
Yes.
260?
260?
Yes, sir. 805?
805? 372.
372? Yes, sir.
Okay. And I assume this $67.32 is not going to get completed?
I'm sorry?
You're going to drop that charge. You're not going to process the $67.32 charge. Is that correct?
It has already been approved, sir.
No, it hasn't been approved.
On our end, sir, the payment has already been processed, sir.
And you're refunding it.
Well, with that being said, sir, since it was for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, Mr. Wright, I could refund you, sir, for 35% refund.
No, you're going to give me all of it back because I did not enroll in a membership. So I am going to go with my bank and list this as a fraudulent transaction. So you can do whatever you want to on your end, but I will list this as a fraudulent transaction because I never enrolled in, and I have both emails from the transactions on the tactical bags. There was never anything in there about a membership or an enrollment. So that's a fraudulent action. Then you're not going to take money that you don't, it's illegal to take money that was not authorized, and I never authorized that membership.
It wasn't illegal, sir. It did state in term conditions. You have 48 hours to call and cancel. What I can do on my behalf, sir, I can refund you for 50% refund, sir.
You can do whatever you want to. I'm going to list it as a fraudulent charge. So I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to go through it from a bank, and it's going to be a fraudulent charge because I have both emails. I've got them right here in front of me. There is nothing in there about a 48-hour cancellation or anything in the confirmation emails when I made these purchases. So, you know, y'all can have any fine print you want and all these little gotchas and this nonsense about trying to scam people. But no, you're not going to get any more money than the $5.74 that you billed and the $3.99 that was billed for the bag for that purchase that I made. Not the $67.32, not 50% of it, not 35% of it, not 10% of it. No, the $67.32 needs to be refunded, and I am going to list it as a fraudulent charge.
Okay, sir. I do understand your frustration about the charge, sir. Give me one more while I consult my supervisor.
You do that.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have consulted my supervisor about the charge, sir. As a customer courtesy on her behalf, sir, she has refunded you for the full amount. It will be credited back in your account, sir, 3 to 5 business days. Okay, sir?
We'll see. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I want to thank you so much for calling us. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you.